In Ramadi and Fallujah in western Anbar province, Iraqi government troops face off against Islamist militants linked to Al-Qaeda. In the most serious threat to central authority since U.S. troops withdrew from Iraq in 2011, the Sunni militants have taken over parts of both cities. The current insurgency appears similar to what U.S. troops faced after the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has urged tribal leaders in Anbar to expel the al-Qaeda elements. But the violence could spiral, says Brookings Institution national security analyst Michael O'Hanlon.
If you go in brutally and you suppress one group in one neighborhood at one time, you may simply be stoking the resentments and angers of other groups of the same sectarian background. And so you generate new enemies even as you've neutralized or killed others.
President Obama considers the withdrawal from Iraq among his major accomplishments, although the two countries failed to agree on keeping a residual U.S. military presence. Mr. Obama has ruled out sending combat forces back to the country, but is sending air-to-ground missiles and surveillance drones. Responding to renewed criticism on Iraq from Republican lawmakers, his spokesman Jay Carney said there's no reason to think that U.S. troops could have prevented sectarian conflict.
There was sectarian conflict, violent sectarian conflict in Iraq when there were 150,000 U.S. troops on the ground there. So the idea that this would not be happening if there were 10,000 troops in Iraq, I think, bears scrutiny.
Military analyst Anthony Cordesman says Anbar is part of a wider struggle between Sunni and Shiite Muslims in the region. He says the U.S. needs to find the least bad option.
A lot of what we can do is simply to very quietly try to bring the factions together, to push the Maliki government to take a more balanced view, to treat the Sunnis and give them more respect, to stop this kind of series of political purges.
Nearly 4,500 U.S. soldiers died in Iraq between 2003 and 2011. Polls show the conflict was among the most divisive for Americans, with many still questioning what was accomplished. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.